Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes. What is up, Talk Tuners? Welcome back to the show where we share stories and memories of the music that has shaped our lives. What's up? This is Stephanie Pena.
Hey, Talk Tuners. This is Stephanie Myers. We hope you're having an awesome set of holidays, Talk Tuners.
Holiday. Celebrate.
Celebrate indeed. And welcome to this very special holiday episode of Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes. And I'm kind of excited, Stephanie, because we are going to be talking today about one of our favorites. I know one is one of our favorites, and the godfather of punk, and a funny thing that he did in terms of celebrating the holidays musically.
Yes, we're talking about one of our heroes today, and super, super stoked. And quite honestly, I was a little taken back that he actually did, Christmas music, but, let's go ahead and get into it. Cause I'm just going to start spilling the beans and just start talking. So
yeah. Talk Tuners, we're here today. You haven't figured it out already. Talk about the iconic Iggy Pop. We love us some Iggy Pop, and he's here singing. Don't know if you've ever heard it. The version of Little Drummer Boy.
A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. When we come.
I mean, let's take a moment to process that.
What the fuck?
It's Iggy singing Little Drummer Boy, the classic. And honestly, what could be better? Right, Steph? Like, what could be better than this? Just the concept, right? I mean, I don't know if it was new to you to hear this song, but...
Oh, yeah, I had no fucking clue Iggy Pop did any type of Christmas music. I don't think about Iggy Pop and Christmas. So this is fucking hilarious. I literally was what the fuck. And it's a great song. I mean, he's got a wonderful voice. I mean, the man can't do no wrong, right? He's a fantastic artist. So, I mean, it just drew me back because, I don't know, Talk Tuners, if you've been listening to us for the past couple seasons, you know I'm not a holiday person. And I sure as fuck did not think that Iggy Pop would have be singing Little Drummer Boy. But I'm glad that we're talking about this because it goes to show we're just all versatile and, it's nice to know that I can lean on some artists that I love to get me through my holiday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was so funny, Stephanie, as I was doing research for this and as I was listening to the song, I have it in my mind that Little Drummer Boy is something's like, oh, that's been around for centuries, right? I don't know. I just had that in my mind. And I don't know if you knew this, but the first recording and the first release of this song was actually by, it was the Trapp Family Singers, and it was in 51. 1951.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought it would be older than that, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the same page.
Wow. Yeah. And it was fascinating to me because that just seemed like a song that had been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, but turns out
it
was only written in the 50s and then kind of became popular from then. So I thought that was even funnier and more interesting. And of course that Iggy decided to take this one on of all songs.
Right. I need to definitely do some research on the origins of this song. I was just fixated on Iggy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's real.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So our punk godfather hero, Iggy, did his version of Little Drummer Boy with the French composer, Michel Legrand. And it was from the Noel, Noel, Noel album. And it featured other artists as well. So it was this beautifully orchestrated piece with Iggy's vocals on top. And that album came out in 2011.
Okay.
Michel passed in 2019. And he was just this composer that did so much for movies and different things. So it was just so funny that Iggy Pop, of course, like had this juxtaposition with this like esteemed French composer.
Yeah. I mean, guys, y'all heard the snippet in the beginning. This song is just beautiful. I mean, he's got it, you like Iggy, you know, and he's been around since the 70s. I mean, well, wait, late 60s. I mean, he's been doing music for a minute, right? For a minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, however you caught him in his different styles, I mean, his voice is just one of a kind. So deep, so soulful. And literally, I mean, I listened to the whole song. Y'all, I don't like Christmas music. I don't.
You don't. You're known for this.
At all.
Yeah.
I actually listened to the whole song. I like, hey, man. So, hey, Iggy, props to you. And so check this out, y'all. You know, we have to do research, right? Just finding some little nuggets here. And I'm like literally still just stupefied that Iggy did a Christmas song. Like, I'm sorry. It's just like, doesn't hit the image, the persona that I would think. Well, turns out Iggy loves him some Christmas. And Stephanie actually shared a 20-second short video back on in 2013. And it appears that it's his home. Okay. So this is 20 seconds. I saw this. I'm like, all right, Iggy, prove me wrong. Show me who you really are. Show your true colors. Looked like his house, larger than life, nutcracker statues, big old wreath, you know, doing it traditional. The door opens and Iggy is in a robe and he's like, hey, of course, right? And it immediately cuts to him in his jacuzzi wearing a Santa hat, not saying shit, just smiling. Okay. Then it cuts into other scenes, just super quick, again, 20 seconds. And so Steffi shows his puppies on his lap. He's got he's wearing a flannel robe, you know, red and green. So, you know, hitting all the true Christmas colors with his puppies on his lap. And then, you know, his cockatoo, his singing with his little mohawk, the cockatoo has a big old mohawk and it's so cute. They're having an interaction. And then it cuts to him at his pool and he just says, Merry Christmas. And that's it. And you know what? It's amazing. It's just amazing.
That makes me so happy. And it's so on brand for this guy, right? It's so on brand for this guy. It sounds, Stephanie, like that was his parrot, Biggie Pop. And I don't know if you know Biggie Pop, but Biggie Pop, who is an Instagram superstar. And you can now see them sing together on Instagram. And he's a salmon-crested cockatoo that Iggy said can hit 130 decibels, which is equal to a plane taking off or close-range gunfire.
Damn.
And he told the Mirror, the UK Mirror, earlier this year that he often has to vacation elsewhere because his bird is so loud.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, I didn't know about Biggie. I just know about the Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. That's the only Biggie in my life. So now I got a Biggie Pop. I have a fucking bird. Okay, that's cool. That's pretty awesome, though.
It makes me wonder, like, do any of these birds sing Christmas carols with Iggy Pop? Because obviously it's like Iggy has shown, it's like, well, this is part of who I am, is to sing Christmas carols. So is he busting out with his birds around
on the piano and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Just getting down.
Because I can't. Yeah. And I just think, you know, I keep going back to this song, right? I keep going back to this song. Like, he's not Iggy Pop, as we'll get into, he's not known for an understated stage presence, right? It's this over the top. He's this over the top dude. And this whole song, right? It's a droll delivery. It's a droll delivery of the song. It's a great contrast to his stage persona. It's just like, it leaves me with so many questions, and they're funny questions, but I'm like, oh man, Iggy, I just didn't know you had it in you. I didn't know you had it in you, buddy.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, y'all. So, hey, there may be some listeners on the line who just don't know who Iggy Pop is. You've heard Iggy Pop. You have. If the name doesn't ring a bell, because this man has been all over, and he's so instrumental and so important to the music scene. And he's collaborated with pretty much, gosh, so many people. And just, you know, his, again, his brand, right? You know, the way he, his persona, this is a total 180, but it's so great. I love it. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah. And I think about, you know, seeing him on stage to that end, Stephanie, right?
Seeing him in his element that he shared with us over the decades, right?
Yeah. And what that's like as this, like, wild man persona.
Yeah, that's it, guys. For folks that know who Iggy Pop is, this dude is wild. And that is putting it very lightly. Just wild. So that 20-second video that I shared about earlier, Christmas, that's wild too. So that's why I love it so much, because it's so 180. It's like, okay, cool. But yes, when we saw him on stage, man,
it was crazy. Yeah. I mean, I think we've seen him twice together, Stephanie. And
we have.
Yeah, like in that first time, I believe it was in 2005. And he covered himself in peanut butter, just like he had done in the 70s. And it was a very, you know, Iggy moment. He's known for that. And that was at the Across the Narrows Festival at Randall's Island, just out there killing it. And I believe it was just an equal caliber of crazy, crazy stage presence. Also at the Vegas Festival, when we saw him in Las Vegas in 2007, just absolutely brought it. The energy, you know, is, he has somebody half his age. It's just the craziest thing you've ever seen if you've never witnessed this in person. I'm curious. Exactly. Talk tuners, yeah, or knowing what they're in for. It's incredible.
Oh, exactly. Because this man is always shirtless.
Yes.
He's always shirtless. He's always got little pants on. And I'm saying little, y'all. If y'all go back through his history, he's done some shit. Okay. When we said wild, I'm just going to leave it at that. We're not talking about all his antics. Because this man was crazy. There had to have been a lot of some drugs involved. But hey, you know, no one was hurt. Whatever. That we know of. But his stage presence has always been just one of a kind. He's always shirtless. He was shirtless in the 20-second video. And I mean, it's just like, I mean, come on. This guy, he's no spring chicken now. But he is so amazing. And y'all, I found this out, and maybe other sources would say different, but supposedly Iggy Pop is not only the godfather of punk, but he is the godfather of crowd surfing. So
wild.
Wild. Did you know that? Like,
I mean, I learn something new every day, and this is wild to me.
Okay. So you mentioned the peanut butter thing. Yeah. So we saw that, right? So supposedly one of his shows in the 70s, he was in Cincinnati playing a summer festival, and the act of crowd surfing happened at that particular show. So he crowd surfed the crowd onto the stage. And so basically that was the first time there was crowd surfing. So like, I really want to know more about that. Like, how did it happen? Was Iggy in the back of the room and just like, hey guys, I need y'all to just pick me up and just keep it going. Like, was it staged? Like, I mean, because this wasn't a thing, right? So, like, for, you know, for when we were getting, you know, our coming of age, getting into rock, going to shows and whatever, and the whole culture around it, we just knew, right? Because we'd watch, see videos, movies. We just knew that that's something you'd expect, right? But let's bring this back to the 70s. This is brand spanking new. How did Iggy make this shit happen? Because no one is like, yeah, I'm so excited. I want to fucking lift your heavy ass. Nobody wants to do that. You know, I got bad shoulders thinking about it now. I can't support nobody. Someone tries to crowd surf over me. Good luck, buddy. I can't even do overhead, you know, shoulder workouts anymore. I'm old. And so anyway, like, you got to be prepped for that. Like,
absolutely.
You got to be prepped for that. So young Iggy, just on, hey, y'all just going to lift me up. So I need footage. I need to see it all. And anyway, so basically after he did this historic rock concert act, he got on the stage, and then maybe that was one of the first times he started experimenting with peanut butter in Cincinnati. He started flinging it at the crowd. So that's like a really big day.
Understatement of the year, Pena. Yeah, that's a big day in rock. That's a big day for him, you know. And I think about the contrast, right, of like, oh, well, I invented crowd surfing today. Well, the man who invented crowd surfing went on to do a moving rendition many decades later of Little Drummer Boy. Like, it really, the fact that this comes full circle in this way just kills me. Like, it absolutely kills me.
Yeah, I mean, guys, and for those folks that do know who Iggy Pop is and just, like, nodding and, like, in awe, like we are talking about Little Drummer Boy, I mean, this is someone who is completely out there. I mean, there's times where he's gone on stage, you know, his chest all cut up, you know. Yeah. I mean, he's done some wild shit.
Yeah.
Just some wild shit. It's nice to know that all, you know, all of us have our soft side. And I thank you, Iggy, for showing yours. You know?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, man, I mean, the times that we've seen him, I mean, wow, I mean, in 2005, 2007, that was so long ago. I mean, the man's still around and doing it, you know. Yeah. I mean, he is, God.
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere. And that's awesome.
He's not going anywhere, and he's now Talk Tuners 76. He's 76 years old. Like, he's still out there doing it. He's still doing tour dates. And I think about Mick Jagger, who turned 80 this year, which is nuts. Crazy. And if you've seen the Stones live, you know that this guy, as kids say, leaves it all on the dance floor. Like, he leaves it all on the dance floor. We see him. It's incredible stage presence. Like, them both. I cannot overstate it enough. And I say that because I've seen bands that are like half their age and a third of their age play and just act kind of disinterested,
right,
and have not kind of energy or even stamina or stage presence at all. And so I just really appreciate that there's an era and a type of performer that's, you know, in this case from the elder statesmen of rock, that just put on a show, like a real, real show. So I just can't, you know, say enough.
Yeah, and even, you know, I mean, folks may be thinking, man, you're going to watch grandma and grandpa on the stage. Like, dude, it's not even like that. Like, no. It's not. Like, these fools are rocking it. So, if these, like, literally, like, and as you mentioned, yeah, I can see folks now, younger bands, and yeah, they look disinterested. Like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? Like, no love, right? Just, like, blank stares. Like, these guys are like, hell yeah, I'm doing this. And
yeah.
You're captivated and you're having a great time. And guess what? I'm going to crowd surf and you guys are not going to drop me.
Right? They're out there loving it. And they're out there being like, I'm a rock god and here's what I do. So I just think that's so funny. And I just think, you know, I just cannot get over the fact that he's like, oh, and by the way, I have a very smooth voice when I wish to use it. And that is what I'm deciding to do here with this Christmas classic, which I am putting my spin on. So anyway, we had to share it with you, Talk Tuners, because we love it. We want you to check it out. Go back into Iggy's discography as well. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just thinking about Iggy's discography, and what made me fall in love with him was Lust for Life was the first song that I heard. It was the early 90s. It was on Trainspotting. You know, that's where I first heard it, was in the movie. Ain't gonna lie. But when I looked at the lyrics, you know, I'm worth a million in prizes. I'm like, this guy, I like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is so awesome. I love that. I want that on a shirt.
Right.
And so, oh, you know, yeah, worth a million in prizes. So yes, go check his Discog out. And wow. I mean, this song, man, I mean, I'll turn a new leaf. We're a couple of days out into Christmas, you know, maybe I'll make a playlist. I mean, I have Krampus already, but you know.
There you go. You have to add this one, right? It's so perfect.
Yeah. Krampus is a good one too, but yeah, guys, so I hope that we've given you some good information, and that, you know, you're putting together your holiday playlist. Add some Iggy to it.
Yeah,
you know, spice it up. I mean, you won't be disappointed for sure. And thank you so much for tuning in, guys. You can follow us. We're all over the socials. You know, just to start off and make it easy, you can go to our site. We got stephaniestalktunes.com. If you go to IG, Facebook, or TikTok, you can find us at Stephanie's Talk Tunes. Twitter, aka X, we are at Stephanie's Talk. And if you want to drop us a line, you can reach us on Gmail at stephaniestalktunes@gmail.com.
Yeah. And please rate us on Good Pods, Talk Tuners. And thank you for doing that. We're on several of the music charts recently, and we are so grateful for that. So every rating really helps. Just want to say thank you. And you can also write a short 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll periodically be reading those here on the show. So just want to say thank you. Keep them coming. Appreciate the support. Most of all, have a great, great set of holidays. We're going to be here for you in the new year. Proud member of the Pantheon Network. And we are back January 10th with a new episode. So we're going to see you guys in the new year. And I just want to say thank you for this year, Talk Tuners. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you, Steph. And thank you, Talk Tuners, for listening. I hope whatever you're doing beyond during these holidays, if it's nothing at all, it's exactly what you want to do. So, hey, it's what you want to do, period.
I love that.
So, you guys take care, stay safe. This is Stephanie Pena, and I'll see you in 2024.
See you in 2024, Talk Tuners. Peace.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.